You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today.
What a wonder.
prophet said, whenever the Lord saves us, he takes out that heart of stone and gives us a heart of flesh. How blessed we are if we have Jesus Christ in our heart today. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your love that brought your only begotten Son into this world so that we could have a new heart, a new life. And we know that this is because of your love for humanity. And we're thankful that we can present your love and your message to this precious people today. For we know that you love everyone. You would have everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So bless our broadcast service and bless our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Since I started.
Our subject for today's broadcast, A Heart for God, and our text of Scripture is found in Acts chapter 13, and I'll read from verse 16. Acts 13, beginning with verse 16. Then Paul stood up and beckoned with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelled as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with an high arm brought he them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. Do you want a heart for God? Jesus spoke of some who drew near him with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, he said, but their heart is far from me. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 8. And doubtless if that was true in the time of Jesus, and it was, it is even more so today, where people worship with their lips but not with their heart. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29 that if we are going to seek the Lord, we must seek him with all of our heart. And if we will seek him with all of our heart, the Bible says, we shall find him. Now, we have an excellent example to follow. Our text informs us that David was a man after God's own heart. At the core of what he did was a desire to exalt the Lord. He sought to exalt the Lord in his praises, in his singing, in his playing, and in his daily living. The Father wants our paths to be governed by his plans, our interests to be defined by his purposes, and our love to motivate us to obey him without reservation. I have said many times, only those who truly love God are serving him. And so we have here in the Word of God that we are to love God and we are to serve God, not by coercion, but that love for God motivates us to obey him without reservation, fully and truly. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. So we read in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. So we read in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 21. How can we know if we are following God with all our heart? You make your personal relationship with God your top priority. You do not allow anything to come ahead of that. No, you put God first in all things, and that's how we can know that we are following God with all of our heart. If we put him and his will as number one priority in our life, then we are indeed following God and doing his bidding and will. David had a great love and respect for the scriptures. Now, all of the scriptures of the Old Testament had not been written yet in David's time, and of course none of the New Testament scriptures had been written, but there were scriptures. And I say David had a great love and respect for the scriptures. For we read in Psalm 119, verses 15 and 16, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. The psalmist also said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. We need to respect and regard and reverence the scriptures, for they are God's message to us. And it's not just David that needed to respect and reverence the Scriptures, but everyone who wants to have a heart for God must reverence the Scriptures, must regard them as God's inspired Word, and let them dwell in our heart and rule in our lives. Now, David often sought the Lord in prayer for strength and wisdom. "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up," Psalm 5 and verse 3. Prayer is a very important part in the life of a Christian. I have said many times, if you want to have a victorious Christian life, you must have a victorious prayer life. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And Paul says in regard to the armor that we are to pray in the Spirit. It's not enough just to pray words or to read words out of a book. No, we must cry unto God out of the deep recesses of our heart. And we should direct our prayer to God in the name of Jesus Christ. For Jesus said, "Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And so we are to have a victorious prayer life. Daniel, we read, prayed 3 times a day. And he did not stop praying because the king signed a decree that no one should pray or make any petition of any god but him for 30 days. No, Daniel had a habit of praying 3 times a day, and he went right on doing it, even though it meant being thrown in the lion's den. But God was with him there also. So we need to have a victorious prayer life, even as David did. We place our trust in the Lord when facing trials and difficulties. And they do come. They come to all of us. Just because we have a new heart and are living a new life does not mean that we will not face battles and trials and tests. Everyone will have to do that. That's why the Lord has provided us an armor. And we are instructed by Paul to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Jesus gave us a parable of 2 men. One was wise and one was foolish. One built his house on the sand, the other built his house on the rock. But in that parable, we learn that the rain beat and the winds blew and the storm came against the house that was built on the rock, just like the one that was built on the sand. The difference was the one that was built on the rock stood when the storms of life came. And if we have a victorious life, and prayer life, and we have our heart set on God, even though the trials and the tests do come, we will be able to face them and be able to overcome them, because we too are building our house, our life, on the rock, Christ Jesus. Now, we have a strong desire to please God when we have a heart for God. We have a strong desire, I say, to please God, to obey His word. David had 2 opportunities to kill Saul. Saul had turned against him, was jealous of him, and was determined to kill him. And David was fleeing for his life. On 2 different occasions, David had the opportunity of killing Saul. He knew that Saul was after him to kill him, and his men even tried to get him to do so when Saul was asleep there in the cave. But David refused. And why did he refuse? Because the word of God said that he should not touch the Lord's anointing. So David said, "I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed." 1 Samuel 24:10. "Touch not mine anointing," which shows us that David did indeed have a strong desire to please God and a strong desire to obey the word of God. And he refused to disobey God's word, even though he had two opportunities, I say, to kill Saul, who was after him to kill him. Now, we need to have a regard for the word of God, even though the trials and the tests do come. Do not question God. Now, people say, well, why did God allow this and why did God allow that? We need to realize that there are two powers in the world, the power of God, which is almighty, and the power of Satan, which is second only to God. And people yield themselves to Satan, and they do Satan's business and will. And when people are doing Satan's bidding and will, do not blame God for what happens. No, we are free moral agents. We have the responsibility of making a choice. And when people choose to allow Satan to be their master, they're going to do Satan's bidding and will. But again, I say, do not blame God for that, because God is not to blame. God is for what is right, and he does what is right, and he blesses people to do what is right. David had various reasons he could have been proud of. He was a handsome man. Yes, he was a handsome man, a skillful musician, a triumphant warrior, a national hero. And the Lord had anointed him to be ruler succeeding Saul. Yet we read in 2 Samuel 7 and 18, "Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, What is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto?" Yes, David showed a very humble attitude. One of the things that I quoted from the book of Micah 6 and 8 was that we should walk humbly with our God. God will not walk with the proud and the scornful, no. If we will humble ourselves, God will exalt us, but we are not to exalt ourselves. He that exalteth himself, God's going to humble, he's going to bring him low. Before we meet with destruction, you know the Bible says that the proud in heart shall meet destruction, but the humble in heart will please God and will find God's favor. Now, it is true that David did some things that caused God to be displeased with him. And of course, David is not an example in that. He is an example in many things. But of course, the two things that I would mention, one was in connection with Bathsheba, not only the act of adultery, but also having her husband killed. And another was when David ordered a census in his kingdom. Even his general, which was not necessarily a God-fearing man, tried to talk him out of it, but David insisted on the census being made, and he was doing it contrary to the will of God, and it displeased God so much, God was determined to bring a plague upon the land of Israel, and he gave David three choices, and David chose to have the plague of 3 days. And we read in the scriptures that during that plague, 70,000 men died. So David did indeed do things that was displeasing to Almighty God. But in an overall sense, he was indeed a man after God's own heart. Even in regard to these sinful things that I've just referred to, David humbled his heart, acknowledged his sin. When Nathan went to him and told him that parable about the man who had taken his neighbor's little ewe lamb instead of taking one out of his own flock, David was angry because of that, and he said, "That man shall die." But the prophet Nathan said, "Well, David, you're the man." And then David acknowledged, "Yes, I have sinned." And you read the 51st Psalm, and you'll find out how David, he didn't take a sheep to offer to the Lord. He came before the Lord with a repentant heart and sought God's forgiveness and asked that God would restore unto him the joy of salvation. So even in that, David was an example when it come to acknowledging his wrong and seeking God for forgiveness. It's a thing a hard thing for many people, seemingly, to acknowledge they're wrong. But when you're wrong, you're wrong, whether you acknowledge it or whether you do not acknowledge it. And if you are today living in sin, disobeying the commands of Almighty God, you are doing wrong. And until you come to the place you're willing to acknowledge you're wrong and seek the Lord's forgiveness, you'll go on in your wrong and you'll die in a lost state and be lost eternally. So David repented of his sinful ways, and he is or was a man after God's own heart. Now we all should desire to have a heart for God and to influence those around us for good. I trust we can benefit from looking into the life of David, and we too can live a life that will be after God's own heart and an influence upon others for their good. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to the hearts of our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has been a blessing. We would be appreciative if you would take time to write and let us know that our broadcast is a blessing. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for the privilege of sharing today's Way of Truth broadcast with you. And we invite you to tune in this station next week when, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
I traveled alone upon this lonesome way. My burdens were heavy and dark was my day.